Trip Sam Podcast.
We are fresh home from a trip to the farm, and there's no video for today because meron akong sore eyes. Well, pink eye. Is that the same thing?
Hindi, I don't think so.
Well, it's pink. It's not red. So it's Grabe. Pink eye.
Yeah,
and I also have a sore throat.
Before you had this, I completely forgot that there was a thing.
Yeah, I got it from Banjo.
Oh. I had it once.
I mean,
once.
Kids have it, right?
I had it once when I was a kid.
Me too, I had it. Sobrang hassle, diba? When I was a kid, it was, ano siya?
Ako, I liked siya. It when I was a kid.
What? Kasi absent ka?
Yeah.
Masakit kaya yung eye drops?
I hated it. I hated school so much na my dad, I overheard he was saying that he might have sore eyes.
Mm.
So I got his pen and then I held it, sobrang tagal, and then I rubbed it all over my eyes.
You told me this.
Yeah.
Psychotic behavior.
And then the next
we are here for it.
Next day, may, yun, puro muta yung mata ko.
Sobrang hassle.
So like, yeah.
And how long does this last? Like a week?
Hindi.
Hindi naman, 3 days. Lang. 1 day? Well, I guess, whatever. Yeah. Wash your hands, guys. Mm. Not cool. And speaking of, I have a weird topic in mind.
Okay, cool.
Since we came from the farm.
Okay.
Rank your top 3 vegetables, go.
Ah, fun game.
Yeah. Pulling some stuff out of my gym book.
Taste, nutrition, what?
Just all top tier
macro
overall.
Macro quality.
Just fucking answer the question.
And about
top 3, you gotta go. So, if you have 5 seconds. You only get 5 seconds to save the world.
Kale, broccoli.
Kale is number one?
Yeah, I think so.
Kale is number one?
Yeah. Because I like to eat it with salads. I can eat it with stir fry. I can eat it with pasta.
Number one?
Yes.
That's so annoying.
Why?
That's so like...
It's nutritious.
Touch grass.
Bakit touch grass? Do you know?
Touch grass.
Yun nga yung strange eh. Since because we do have a farm.
Once again, touch grass.
By the way, go to isabels.com.ph.
Tama naman yung website though.
Isabels.ph?
I think it's isabels.com.ph. That's correct. Or just isabels.com. I don't know, just Google it. Instagram is isabels.ph. That's fucking confusing. Okay, let's go.
Do you know? Fun fact that no one asked for. Apparently, if ang kale pala, x4 yung napoproduce niya.
What do you mean? Like, one seed?
Yeah, kasi basically, pag lettuce, when it harvests, right? You pull it out. Right?
That's what she said.
Yeah. So, ang kale,
juvenile.
Ang kale, pwede mong gupit-gupitin.
Gugupitin mo, hindi mo tatanggalin.
Yeah, hindi mo atakin. So, mas marami siya technically. So, technically, yeah.
Well, you know, I just started playing Stardew Valley and that's pretty much the premise. You own a farm.
Alam mo, maraming pod kids na obsessed about that, no?
To Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
Sobrang saya. We should make a group.
I think they have. Nakikita ko sa pod kids after party on Facebook.
It's so, talaga?
Yeah.
It's so much fun because I have been influenced by the pod kids a lot.
So, ano siya? Parang
running. Well, ikaw rin, pero I get inspired by their posts on Strava, this app that Jim made me download. And in fairness, parang masaya siya kasi nakaka-inspire yung mga...
Strava's pretty cool. Yeah. So,
Did you answer the top 3 vegetables? Kale?
I said kale, brock.
Brock rocks.
I think kale, brock, and bidge.
What?
Cabbage? Yeah. Pero medyo farty McFly yung
cabbage.
The 2 and 3.
I like cabbage.
Why did you ask?
Wala lang.
What's yours?
I didn't really think about it, but
so why did you ask?
Wala lang. I'm just curious.
Ah, cool.
I think it's just a fun topic.
Sitaw?
Siguro patola. Joke.
Actually, zuk pala. Mark zucchini. Sobrang zucchini. Anyway, the reason why yung ranking ko sa vegetables, you opened.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting it. She's zoning out now.
The reason why I love these veggies is because the short answer is, madali ba siyang gawin sa chop suey? Di ba siya masyadong overbearing?
Mm.
You know what I've never tried?
What?
Ampalaya. I mean, I tried it, but I don't like it. Pero
masarap yung ampalaya.
I was
masarap siya with egg. Bakit?
Masarap yung palaya.
Masarap yung palaya.
Yeah, yeah.
Tsaka tortang tulong. Tulong.
Sabi.
Wait lang. carrots. I like carrots. Yeah, pero parang it's hard to cook.
The nutritional value is not so...
Brock rocks.
Brock?
Coli farts.
Yun lang. Yung mga cruciferous fruits talaga. Medyo farties.
But not for me, but maybe for you.
It's confirmed.
Is potato a veggie?
Yeah, it is. I still don't know.
It is. It's a root vegetable.
As
Vito would say, it's a root vegetable.
Okay. Ako naman?
Okay.
Okay. So, what I wanted to talk about in this podcast actually is conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's what you want to talk about?
Well, some. Because again, I know people...
It's quite a jump.
I know. But people... I know...
Just to veer away from it, I think... Parang, I just wanted to talk about, since we discussed, napaisip ko lang ngayon, sobrang, anong tawag doon? Appreciation shout out. Because nga, of the sore eyes madness. Ngayon ko na appreciate yung cleaning products dito sa bahay. Kasi hindi ko doon na sa farm.
Okay.
So there are these, yung Cradle. Alam mo yung Cradle? The one that I always spray.
Yeah.
The toy cleaner thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there.
Yeah, we never, I'm so thankful we never run out of that.
We never run out of it. It's the best thing ever.
I actually, by the way, I messaged Savvy the other night and I told her, Anna, I said like, hey, thank you for, I haven't thought about toiletries in 5 years.
That's so sweet. I woke up in the middle of the night. And then I checked my phone. Tonight, there was a message that Jim sent as I was asleep na, saying thank you. It was so sweet.
Which is very true. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I actually have yun toy cleaner.
Yeah,
yung spray. I use it on the mats.
It's Cradle. And para siyang same siya as yung baby laundry detergent, yung Cycles. They're actually the pioneer brands of baby laundry detergent here.
Mm-hmm.
As in,
so, yun na yung lagi kong tinatanong eh. But, because I have, sorry again, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I mean like, shared work. Joke. Just kidding.
The kids, they still have a special, ano ba, detergent?
Well, if you, parang right now at their age, it's not a need. But if you can, it's still the best. Because this one is, it's yung Cycles. It's a mild laundry detergent and it's hypoallergenic. And I mean, that's always the best, right? If you can. It's you know, the usual like pediatrician recommended. So it's very clean. And
when they were babies.
When we had children.
When they were babies, kailangan hand wash, diba? That's when we had kids, that's when I found out that you can't.
No, you can.
Bakit you were gentle very particular cycle. About that?
No, hindi kailangan hand wash. Pero there's, itong, diba, ano sila?
It depends on the brand, basically.
There's, I think what you're talking about is pag nagbababad ako ng may stain, because they also have like a stain remover.
Mm-hmm.
So, bibabad mo bago mo ilagay sa washing machine.
Okay, cool. Finally.
Things you learn.
Thank you, I finally learned about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I have a... Do you know that, ano? I'm super excited pala to watch this episode, this new series by the guys from... The guys from Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I'm not... Yeah, Game of Thrones, not pala, ano? I thought it was the guys from Lost.
Uh-huh.
Benoit and Wise. Anyway.
Chris Benoit?
Rest of Judy.
I'm thinking of someone else.
Anyway.
Rachel Weiss.
So, I don't know if this is true. Okay? So, apparently, and medyo wild do ha, there's this new series called Three Body Arms.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix and again, it's from the guys from... But there is...
Wait, from Lost or Game of Thrones? Google it before you start talking about
three
it.
Three body problem pala. Sorry.
three leg arms?
It's like a three body arms.
So what is it actually?
Three body problem.
No way. That's like not even better than what you've made up.
No, it is. Three body problem.
Three body problem?
Yes. Now, anyway, sabi ito na. The reason why it's so interesting is this is the news I saw and I thought, I was like, this is fake.
I can never tell if Jim's
No. Totoo talaga. So the one of the executives murdered.
Wait, real?
Yeah. Murdered the show's producer. And the way he murdered it, murdered him, was pretty crazy. Okay? So ito. Former Yuzu Games executive Su Yao was sentenced to death on Friday for the 2020 murder of Lin Ki. So si Lin Ki. Founder of the Chinese gaming company and billionaire Three Body Problem producer. Okay? So this is what he did. So parang the boss, basically the boss was killed by his subordinate.
Okay.
Okay. The boss, si Lin, was angry about how the business was being managed. And then they found that Su was poisoning drinks in the offices between September and December of that same year.
Wait, Su is the boss?
Si Su.
Or si Lin?
Si Su yung subordinate. Let's call them subordinate and...
My employee, employer?
Murderer and victim.
Okay.
Si subordinate and si boss.
Okay.
Si boss yung na-murder.
Okay.
Okay?
Should we use the term subordinate in this day and age? employee.
Yeah. The poisonings were done 3 months after the employee had brokered a deal with Netflix to adapt China's best-selling Three Body Problem book trilogy. So it's a book.
Okay.
To which Lin owned the rights.
Okay.
So the boss owned the
rights.
Okay. Then, see, employee was in charge of the subsidiary that ran business related to the sci-fi series. And then, it's not the first time that he worked with co-creators David Benioff, Chris Benoit, and D.B. Weiss. So, Game of Thrones nga. Yun. That's why I was like, what?
Wait, so pinoison siya for 3 months?
Yeah.
Because hindi na gusto yung deal?
Parang he was... parang na ano siya, demote. Na-demote. Na-demote siya. Na-inis siya.
My God.
So he started putting... from the other thing I read, he started poisoning yung probiotics.
My God.
Ganun daw. So marami daw, lahat ng kagalit niya, pinoison niya yung drinks.
Pero ito yung namatay.
Using jellyfish poison or something. And only the boss died.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is scary. This happened in 2020? We heard nothing about it. Did Netflix try to just...
Siguro.
You know, keep it quiet?
Oh, ano? 2022 eh.
So did it become a show? Did it become a show?
It is. It's out now. It's out on Netflix.
Ngayon pa lang.
It's out on Netflix.
That is dark.
Hmm.
So the owner of the rights of this show is dead?
Yeah.
So who? That's wild.
But he's not the owner of the book.
He has the rights.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just Google it myself.
Okay. Yeah. Next.
Wow. That's dark.
Yeah. Preserving Tagaytay. I just wrote that. Okay.
Mm. Mm.
So.
We were there this weekend.
Yeah. And grabe, Tagaytay is so beautiful. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to John of Pancake House. There was this server, this waiter sa Pancake House in Grandmaster Hotel.
Yeah. Like
and he was like the nicest guy.
He was the nicest human being we've ever met.
It's like, John, shout out to
yeah,
you.
Shout out to you,
kung,
John.
Kung ganun yung view mo ng Taal, siguro sobrang happy mo.
Oh, pero yung
isang masungin. Kasama niya talagang ayaw niya magtrabaho.
Ayaw niya yung view.
Di nakasuot ng name tag, so hindi ko alam pangalan ng masungit. Pero si John, sobrang solid.
Anyway, Tagaytay, so beautiful. And, I'm getting scared na. Mm. Na, you know, because apparently nga, maraming mga...
Oh yeah, for sure. In every location naman eh.
Hindi. Marami ng corruption na... I mean, matagal na to, right? But obviously, Parang I asked niya sabi. Sabi ko, sana man lang. I would have been fine. Kasi I saw eh. I saw there was like this retreat house
mm-hmm.
for nuns.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that since 2005, mm-hmm. 2004.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's been there. And it's like in the peak location. Uh-huh. Prime location.
Mm.
Diba? So obviously, you'd expect in a place like that, the location is key and mm. yung whoever, ano, you'd expect the big guys to get the view, right? Mm-hmm. So, ako for me, that's nice. So, sana, ganun. Or, sino ba yung mga OG? Like, Leslie sata? I don't know.
I don't go to Tagaytay a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not sure kung Leslie's, pero.
Yun yung pie? Leslie's though.
And then Colette's.
Colette's buko pie?
Yeah.
Sarap yun.
Yun, parang kumbaga sana mabigyan ng priority yung mga
Leslie's is the bulalo.
Yeah, yung parang maladentios.
Mm.
Pero nasa rotonda ata yun. Sorry. But anyway, ang point ko is either or.
Mm.
Sana I don't know how to say this. Sana it's like homegrown businesses.
You mean like locals in that area?
Locals in that area na matagal, sila yung bigyan ng spot na yan. So kahit pangit yung pagtayo, then or whatever, or I mean not pangit, I mean hindi siya on the other side of the spectrum is let's say Shangri-La presents Tagaytay views.
Ayoko rin yun.
Views eh. Ganon.
Chaka.
Or call it Discovery
Views.
Grandmaster
Ayala
Views. Views. Ang point ko is
Taal Ayala. Wale. Sorry.
Ang what I'm afraid of is it becomes medyo celebrity sports center.
Yeah.
Gets mo? Parang a bunch of like
a resort in Bohol. I mean a resort in Chocolate Hills.
Yeah, that definitely. that yon. Yung parang alam mo nang hindi na nga ano, wala nang pagmamahal yung whatever project. They're in it for a quick buck.
Yeah.
You know, JJ Funk, right?
Hmm.
So that Bohol thing is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nakakabaliw.
Yeah.
So si JJ Funk, alam mong nouveau, ano parang.
No, ako, none of that matters to me. I just don't like it na bibigay yung spot sa kabarkada ni congressman.
Ganun
or something.
Nga. Yun yung point ko.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, di ba? That's why the guys,
yeah.
the Bohol guy got that.
Yeah.
So yun yung point ko. So parang, it's either a homegrown establishment,
yeah.
Or, I'm not saying they play by the rules. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I know the world is dark.
Yeah.
Pero let's say, but I would expect na siguro naman ang, you know, it's not like in a month from now we're gonna see like Shangri-La, Bohol Chocolate Hills. Shangri-La chocolate.
That doesn't matter. It's just, diba? Parang, it doesn't matter naman kung
if they
yung,
do,
yeah.
Pero if, ang point ko is, because it's an international conglomerate, there are less chances na they would risk like, sobrang blantara na corruption. Gets mo?
Maybe. We wouldn't know. Kainis. Sorry. Bakit? Why are you so pro-conglomerate?
Kasi hindi ka nag-agree eh. Are you telling me na mas maganda? Kasi at least, ano, parang,
well, meron akong isa pang nakakagalit.
Mm.
Did you hear about this?
What?
Nasa 19,000-ish yung students ng Expanded Government Assistance to Students and Teachers in Private Education Act ay ghost students.
What?
Na-uncover na yung mga binibigyan ng funding.
Oh my God.
19,000 ghost students.
Oh my God.
Pinakit. Sobrang wild.
And who is, ano, head of, ano, DOE?
A Senate hearing on Wednesday, this is March 20, flagged alleged ghost or undocumented students as a possible leakage in the voucher program of the EGASTPE. According to COA Supervising Auditor Imelda Celso, GO students include students whose absence cannot be satisfactorily explained by the school officials or are listed as enrolled but have not attended classes since the start of the semester. Whew.
Wow.
Roderick Malonzo, Monitoring and Processing Officer of the Private Education Assistance Committee, noted, for example, that St. Joseph's School of Candaba could not prove the existence of 4,600 of its pupils. They could not prove the existence of 4,600 of
its pupils. Iba pa to dun sa 9,000? 19,000? Pasok siya dun.
Grabe.
Ang wild. And yung malala dyan, I'm sure, like, may lagay dun sa... May lagay na nga dun. I mean, gets mo, may patong lang ng patong na lagay yan.
I think it's the schools that are... being...
No, they're part of it.
Yeah.
Siyempre. Ito,
we specifically asked for the class records of the beneficiaries, the school form 1, which is a DepEd required school form, blah, 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 blah. They were not able to present any documents. In other words, they are billing the government, but they cannot present documents to prove the existence of those students.
Ang lala.
So, yung St. Joseph na school needs to refund 80 million pesos.
St. Joseph?
Yun, that school.
Is that a private school? Is that a public school?
I guess it's private kasi yun yung act eh. It's for private
that
schools.
That is crazy.
Sobrang wild. Tapos yung Mary the Queen College of Science and Technology owes the government 82 million. Grabe. I mean, come on guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Why did I write here sound school cringe?
I don't know. Is that a recurring thing?
Well, story time. Okay. I'd like to end with a story time. Actually, 13 years ago, I saw... 13 years ago was this photo. I'll show it to you.
What photo?
This was 13 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So 13 years ago...
Jim showed me an old band photo.
Oh, this isn't 13 years ago pala. This is...
previous band. Parang 13-ish years ago.
Sabi 2007 eh.
Oh.
17 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. So 17 years ago, my God, Manny and I joined Nescafe Sound School.
Mm-hmm.
Before this was a thing. Okay? This was like the make or break of a band. It meant the world to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And nung time na yun, it was ano eh, like I can imagine how hard it is to be how hard it is to be a musician mm-hmm. in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Na everyone is looking for, you know, eh, parang the game is 15 seconds. Like, even me, I'm getting trapped na by like, you know, like when you're on reels, diba? And then like, there's this one band and then like 15 second song. Whoa, cool. Ganda ng song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I follow.
Yeah.
Nakakatawa.
Meron ako nakikita na mga yung mag-play sa lang song tapos parang make this a hit.
I make this your loop. Ganyan. Eh, ayoko yun. Ayoko yun.
Bakit?
Hindi, gusto ko yung parang banda sila and then, okay, they're playing the game.
I've never seen anything
ako
like that.
Ako puro ganun na. Mm-hmm. Like, and then the bands are pretty good. Like cinematic shot.
Mm.
So I think, you know, if we did that with our songs, ako tamad.
Pagawa mo na lang kay Kyle.
So anyway, the reason why I wanted to share this for today's unrelatable advice.
Okay.
When a stylist or a makeup artist tells you to do something.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do it.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Again, totally unrelatable, but maybe in the future for if you're ever gonna be at a shoot a debut, a wedding.
Yeah. It is relatable because it happened to you. You knew nothing.
Yeah, until now naman, it's not like I still have a bunch of shoots. Mm. Kaya, in the few shoots that I have done, na nasabit ako kay Sab, I always say, please, walang makeup.
No.
I do.
Makeup is not a bad thing. Don't be scared of makeup.
Of course, I'm not saying na masama.
Hindi ko naman sinasabi mong masama.
That's how it's sounding.
I'm telling you.
You're correcting me. Hindi pa nga ako tapos.
Okay, sorry. I'm not correct. I'm sorry.
You're correcting me.
Okay. If that's how you feel, okay.
I'm not saying you're correcting me. I love
you. You are.
What I mean is, because of this experience, mm-hmm. na-trauma ako.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. No. It's the wrong application of makeup that's not great. That you don't want. But makeup can do wonders for anyone, regardless. Oh, so, as long as you feel comfy and you still look like yourself.
I'm just giving advice. No, I'm just asking. Is the pro makeup community like rabid? No. Ano ba? Absolutely not.
But the pro cycles and cradle fanatics are wild. Giving another shout out to my favorite brand, Cycles and Cradle. No, seriously, I keep having to wipe my eye because of this sore eye epidemic. Is that the right term to use? This sore eye thing.
Does it keep, ano?
It keeps tearing up. And, I mean, I already have a suspected clogged tear duct. Tama ba? Tear drain. I mean, I suspect it. So, it's the same eye. It's my right eye. And anyway, so, I just want to give a shout out again to Cycles and Cradle. Because I'm part of their fam now. I am. I'm an ambassador. So, I just want to give them a shout out. And I just wanted to make sure that I got the message across na especially yung Cradle Natural Cleanser, it is non-toxic and it's actually edible. It's edible. And it kills 99% disease-causing germs. Isn't that wild?
Edible?
Edible siya. Kasi nga, you spray it on like play mats and everything so you're not afraid for your kids to be able to, put it in their mouth.
That's perfect kasi si Pancho puts everything.
Exactly. That's why we use it. And yeah.
Edible?
Yeah. And yung Cycles, it's very suitable for your baby's sensitive skin because it's free from harsh chemicals like SLS, SLEs, fabric softeners, and optical brighteners. Like, so this is all off the top of my head. Like, I know all of this because I am the brand ambassador and, I study this stuff. I'm not reading from anything.
Wait, so do they have soap?
That's what I said.
As in, like, for me?
No. Sorry. They should make it.
When I said I'm baby soap,
They don't.
Kasi yun yung gusto ko, edible soap.
That is, I don't know if.
Kasi if I had edible soap, I would fill a bathtub with edible soap. Ne. I'm not saying I'm gonna eat it. Pero at least pwede akong makatulog.
Labo.
Why?
It's not safe.
Why?
And on that note, stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.